بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم فسوره after سوره الانعام is known as سوره الاعراف عرف عرف normally means to recognize الله تبارك وتعالى in this surah brings man to the three parts which will be seen in the year after. One is the people of the right, who have received the book of deeds in their right hand, whose actions will be heavier on the scales. They will be the people of Jannah. They will not have to enter Jahannam at all. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all of that group. Then there are the people whose book of deeds will be given to them in their left hands. They will be disbelievers, definitely. But amongst them, there will also be some people of Iman. It will be those people whose actions were lighter on the scales. They did not make the grade. They will have to go into Jahannam for how long Almighty Allah desires. And then when that amount is wiped away and they reach the scale, the grade, then they will be allowed to enter into paradise. First they will be put into a pond, or they will be made to drink the waters of this pond. It is called the pond or the river of Hayat, life. It will remove all the traces of the burning of the fire of Jahannam. Otherwise Jahannam, what it will do to an individual. It will take away the pain, it will take away the color, it will change the person's entire form. Ulama have written that there will be one small mark that will be left, which will be left as a sign that these people are those who Allah freed from the fire of Jahannam. And they will not find that to be a disgrace, it will be a great honor for them also. But our dua is that Allah tabarak ta'ala do not make us of that group. No one wants to ever enter into the fire. Then there will be that group whose actions, evil and good, when it comes out on that scale, it will just make, it will be 50-50. That 50% demands that you go into paradise, but 50 demands you go into the fire. You will just balance. So those people will be told that you now cannot enter into paradise because you never got that 51. But neither will you go into Jahannam because you're also on that side, not 51. They will be given a place which is known as the Maqam of A'raf. A place where you can recognize, you can see both parties. So they will be sitting there and they will be watching a conversation that will take place between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. Allah tabarak ta'ala in Quran described that this entire scene in such a manner that it was to make me and you say that rather in this world we recognize who's on the right and who's on the wrong, instead of tomorrow we being put in that spot. Although these people will not go into Jahannam, till the end they will not go in Jahannam. But every time when they will see the people enjoying in Jannah and they will not be allowed to enter, that itself will be like a punishment. And every time they will turn and see the pain of the people of Jahannam, and that fear will always be in them, what if we are pushed over that side? That will also be a punishment. And how long they will have to remain in this condition, that's also not known. Because in that world where time means nothing, it could be 10 years, it could be 100 years, it could be 1,000 years. Who knows what's going to happen in that maqam? Rather today we recognize what is right and what is wrong. Whoever will recognize it today, the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, tomorrow you won't have to sit in that position. Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks that on that day, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those people who disbelieved in our signs, pride was in them, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, because of pride they could not submit to the truth. The doors of paradise will never open up for them. The doors of the heavens will never open up for them. They will never ever enter into paradise. Hatta yalija al-jamal fi sammi al-khiyat. This is normally known as a muhawara, a sentence which is used until the camel enters into the hole of the needle. Meaning that camel is never going to go through that small hole. The people of kufar are never going to get Jannah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ, this is how we will punish the criminals. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٍ, for them in Jahannam Their base, the place on which they are resting, their cradle will be the fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٍ, and fire will be coming on top. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ, in this manner will we punish the zalims. Just yesterday, on the day before, when that fire took place in Cape Town, the whole world speaking about, what a fire, what a fire. So one person even wrote that it was like hell. When I read that day, I thought about this, that it is nothing like hell. When they said it was like hell, they still don't understand what hell is going to be. From the top fire coming, from the bottom it will be Jahannam. As for the people of Iman and good deeds, لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها, Allah Ta'ala says, man must understand, we did not force them to do things which were out of their ability. Deen was always in the grasp of a person. Whoever managed to do it, indeed they are the people of paradise, in which they will stay forever and ever. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ, in their hearts there will be no enmity, there will be no jealousy. One is in this world, sometimes you have something against another person. When you will enter paradise, you will be clean with all. But one is in paradise when every individual will be enjoying sometimes pleasures much more than the other. In this world, when I see someone's house better than mine, how it burns me. Allah Ta'ala says, in Jannah, no one will have a slight feeling also like that. You will be happy with the enjoyments of your brother. He will be happy with yours. Everyone will be happy. تجري من تحتهم الانهار, gardens will be flowing underneath. Man will walk around saying, I thank you, O Allah, that you put me on the spot. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتديا, had it not been that Allah put me on the spot, I would never have found the truth. Allah Tabarakala will then have an announcement made, أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا, that, O my servants, this is that paradise which you have taken in your inheritance. Meaning your father Adam alayhi salam came from paradise. And that was that inheritance he left for his people, for his progeny. There are those who will get the inheritance. But a normal child, to get the inheritance, you say, first be worthy of your father. That man who is worthy of Adam alayhi salam, Allah Tabarakala says, you inherited it, now enjoy it. The people of Jannah will then be thrilled. Now the talk will start. How far Jahannam will be? In the past, people would ask this question. If one man is in Jannah, how is he going to speak to someone in Jahannam? Today, no one has to ask that question also. Where today, in our South Africa, I can speak to someone in another part of the world. On that day, the people of Jannah, they will speak to the people of Jahannam. They will be seeing the entire atmosphere. They will understand the pain those people are going through. And then they will say this, قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا, what our Allah promised us, we found it to be the truth. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا, what about you? What Allah promised you, punishment, you found that. We were promised paradise, we were promised hell. We found the promise for the people who did good. What about you? Is there hell on your side? And they will say, Naam. That Naam means yes. That yes will have a lot of meaning in it. That as Allah described it, it's exactly, it's even worse. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ, a caller will call out between the two, that the curses of Allah are on the oppressors. Then there will be the hijab, وَبَيْنَهُمَا hijab, there will be the barrier between the two. And on top of that barrier, وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ, there will be this place, there will be a huge world. There will be people who will recognize each party. They don't have to even see them in their place. They will just recognize them by seeing their face. They will just see someone's face is white, shining. He will say, this is a Jannati. And as soon as he sees a Jannati, he will make salam to him and say, how lucky you are. He will sometimes see someone's face is black, burnt, burnt, burnt. Immediately he will say, Allah, let it not be that I go in that side. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ, they will call unto the people of paradise, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, how lucky you are. They will not enter into paradise, but they will be desirous of getting there. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, then their eyes will be made to turn the other side. They will see the person in Jahannam, they will not have to see the fire. Just by his face they will see, they will shiver, they will say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, Do not make us amongst the oppressors. In this world, whoever will recognize will not have to do it on that day. Understand what is your goal, what is your place. See it by not the pleasures around a person. Like how these people will recognize with the sign. They will not have to see gardens to say you are Jannati. They will not have to see fires to say you are Jahannami. You will recognize it by a sign in this world. Don't ever look for a limousine and a smart house and a smart car. A smart life to say that you are a man of paradise or you are not a man of paradise. Look at the sign on the face of the individual. On that person who you see the noor of Iman, our desire is Allah make me like you. And on that person, no matter what is around him, if you see kufr, immediately you put back and say, Allah do not make me amongst the zalims. And then the people of Jahannam will speak. First the people of Araf, they will speak to the people of Jahannam. They will say, Ma aghna ankum jam'ukum. Your huge jamaats never helped you. Wama kuntum tastakbirun. That on which you had so much of pride, that never helped you. أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ. When you were in the world, you used to mock at these people, meaning the people of paradise. You used to like be firm in your conviction. You used to take qasam that mercy of God will never come over them. You really thought you the boss, but look at this. It was said to them, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Enter into paradise. You got no worry. You got no gham. What happened to you all? They will be telling them now. Because what happened in this world is Ashabul Araf, who will be tomorrow. In this world, they always looked at the people of Kufr. And they also said how nice their life is. That's what made them go that way. But then they also saw the people of Iman, and they also came a little this way. Because they ended off half-half, it saved them from Jahannam. But because their eye always was towards the life of Kufr, it also kept them away from Jannah. On that day, they will say to the people of Jahannam, look at your state. Ulama mention a time will come where Allah will finally put them into paradise. Then the people of Jahannam will speak to the people of Jannah. They will say, "An afidhu alayna min al-ma," that I'm only asking you for a little water. The sentence, I'm only asking you for a little water. It is the lowest level which a poor person can go to someone's house. And he says, "Boss, I'm only asking for some water." The lowest level. The people of Jahannam will say, "An afidhu alayna min al-ma," if you can just give us a glass of water. "O mimma razaqakumullah," from so much that Allah has given you, can you just give me a little? He says, that one fruit you got in your fridge, can you just give that to me? When we put that fruit in the hands of that poor person, we feel like nothing. I was not going to use it. At that time, the angels will say, "Inna Allah harramahuma alal kafirin." That Allah has made the water, Allah has made the fruit, Allah has made it all haram for the people of Kufr. Even the glass of water you're not going to get. Even that one fruit which the people of Jannah are not going to eat, you're not going to get. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in this world let us see the truth. Let us recognize what is the people of Jannah. Already let us start saying, Allah make us from them. Let us see what is Kufr, and every time our eye goes on it, even if that man is moving in a limousine, even he's flying in a jet, we say the sentence, Rabbana la taj'alna ma'al qawmi al-zalimeen. O Allah, do not make us from amongst the oppressors. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.